It was actually a concept brought to me by my longtime musical collaborator, Bill Wysaski, who both produced and played drums on Secrets of Inanna. He, along with being a multifaceted musical talent, he's also well-versed in a diverse array of literature, with ancient mythology being among those topics. And Inanna was brought to me right before 2021 as a concept for a cohesive body of work versus a collection of tunes that is more indicative of a traditional jazz album. And I thought that it would be so exciting to adapt her story and her lore and her mythology into a cohesive body of work as a concept album. And Bill definitely was instrumental and essential in making that possible through our combined forces in our unique compositional perspectives, as well as his arranging on Morningstar, for example.
Congratulations, because it's a job well done, and I'm sure you're aware that the recording has been well received across other radio stations in the United States and Canada.
I think it is important in the current climate within this industry and the scene to value your own voice musically, independently of what has come before you. And I say that as an ardent traditionalist and with a deep reverence for the tradition of this music, which is where I come from. I come from the roots and the blues and swing, but I think it's important to stake your own place as your own voice without being a derivative of something that has come before, which was definitely a part of my, I wouldn't say agenda, but subconsciously, it was something I did on this project, Secrets of Inanna, which lends itself to a deeper connection with the goddess. She is unique in the sense that she is not only the goddess of love and beauty, but also the goddess of war, ambition, and conquest. So she essentially combines two goddesses that were separated in Greek mythology, between Aphrodite and Athena. So Inanna is both ruthless as a warrior, as well as a graceful and very hyper-feminine representation of the goddess of love and beauty that would be found in Norse mythology as Freya, and I believe Venus in Roman mythology. But because of her both super feminine and super traditionally masculine qualities, she's able to go through this version of the hero's adventure where she needs to overcome some pretty arduous darkness that is within her by descending into the underworld. And I, in my own way, interpret the dark and arduous journey of growing as an artist and growing out of being just, you know, a jazz pianist into being Connie Hahn, the jazz pianist. And I find that the challenge in getting there is very similar to how Inanna is able to resurrect after dying in the underworld and ascending to her kingdom in the heavens. It's commonly like a metaphor for an inward spiritual journey where you essentially have to suffer, die, resurrect in order to finally grow as a person. And I don't think this is exclusive to just artistic growth. I think this is indicative of anything that a person wants to achieve and needs to go through some hardship in order to achieve that goal. So I identify probably the heaviest with that part of her story. And I'm so glad that I was able to relate and be inspired to write abstract instrumental music that is my interpretation of her story and all the turmoil and the wide range of emotions that are involved in her arc.